Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's the first step toward avoiding a government shutdown in the next few weeks. An agreement between Republicans and Democrats in Washington, an overall cap on discretionary spending for the rest of the fiscal year. Big development in the investigation into that door that fell off an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight on Friday. A key part of the door found in the backyard of a school teacher named Bob in Portland, Oregon.
I'm excited to announce that we found the door plug. Thank you, Bob.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy. Digging out in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania.
My little battery-powered snowblower is no match for this, so I kind of have to shovel, get the snow down a little bit, and then I can snowblow.
Nearly a foot of snow fell over the weekend. First major winter storm of the season for many. Two other cross-country storms are now on the move. Michigan and Washington set to battle for the National College Football Championship later tonight. This is ABC News. Russia launching a fresh barrage of missiles all across Ukraine. At least four people killed and dozens more hurt. Today marks 5 months since fire roared through parts of Maui, killing 100 people. ABC's Alex Stone taking a look at the debate over tourists returning to the area.
Maui has long struggled with the role of tourism on the island. It is the monetary lifeblood of the economy, but many residents feel the island is too commercialized. Katie Austin was a server at restaurants and quit, disgusted over the vacationing families arriving to play on the beach and sit by resort pools. She says it's not good for mental health as the community still suffers.
Everything has been taken over by tourism.
But local leaders have pleaded with people to spend their money on Maui. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And rescue teams hoping to make a breakthrough today to get five people trapped in a cave in Slovenia. They're more than a mile in, got trapped over the weekend when heavy rains flooded that cave. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he has no plans to change state government's diversity practices. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss plans to order a year-long audit of state agencies' diversity policies. The Democratic governor tells the State Journal that Voss is free to do that, but that no changes will be made. 41 Milwaukee public schools are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. It provides a better atmosphere for play and for learning.
Behavioral referrals go down, injuries go down, and kids are more productive in their play.
That's Lisa Neeb. She's with ReFlow, the nonprofit that's helping with the project. She says natural playgrounds also are more comfortable on hot days. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, January 8th from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Monday, January 8th from 1:30 to 6 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Robert H. Semick, 78, of Phillips, passed away peacefully on December 29th with his wife Rosemary at his side. He is survived by his wife of 25 years, Rosemary, by stepdaughters Susan Lusher and Sarah Lusher, survived also by his sister-in-law, by his niece, and by his nephew. An informal tribute to be held 11 a.m. Friday, January 12th at Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips. Visitation beginning 1 hour prior to the tribute at the funeral home. This has been the funeral notice for Robert H. Semick, 78, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country Weatherology Forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some late-day flurries, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds turn to the southeast, 5 to 10. Up to a half inch of some snowfall then for tonight, a low of 24. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow on Tuesday, high of 31. North winds at 10 to 15. Wednesday, a lingering chance for some flurries there, a high of 27. Chance for snow back in the forecast both Thursday and into your Friday. Thursday reaching a high of 24. And for Friday, highs in the low 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstrom. In the NFL, regular season over yesterday. Saints beat the Falcons 48-17, and Black Monday came early. Immediately after the game, Atlanta fires coach Arthur Smith. Bengals down the Browns. It was the Lions beating the Vikings. Rams beat the 49ers. They will play Detroit in the wild card round next weekend. San Fran clinched the top seed in the NFC last week. Titans beat the Jaguars. Steelers now go to the postseason because of that loss. Buccaneers shut out the Panthers 9-0 to win their third straight NFC South title. Jets beat the Patriots 17-3. It was the Seahawks downing the Cardinals, but they miss out on the playoffs after the Packers beat the Bears. Cowboys beat the Commanders, so they get to host Green Bay next week in Arlington. Chiefs beat Chargers, and the Giants beat the Eagles, sending Philly to Tampa Bay next week. This is SRN Sports. Other two finals, Raiders beat the Broncos and Bills down the Dolphins. Cavaliers beat the Spurs on the NBA action. It was Trailblazers, overtime winners over the Nets. Hawks beat the Magic in OT. Pelicans rout the Kings 133-100. At one point, Nola led by as much as 50 points in that game. Mavericks beat the Timberwolves. The Nuggets hand the Pistons their 18th straight road loss. Grizzlies overcome an 11-point deficit to beat the Suns, while the Raptors down the Warriors. And the Lakers snap a four-game losing streak with a win over crosstown rival Clippers. Number one, Michigan. Number two, Washington play for the college football playoff national championship tonight in Houston. Yesterday, South Dakota State won its second straight FCS championship, beating Montana 23-3 for its 29th consecutive win. The game was played in Frisco, just north of Dallas. This is SRN Sports.
Busy day for basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Badgers men's team hosts the Nebraska Cornhuskers at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tonight, it's the Bucks and the Rockets in Houston. The Bucks are back home Monday night against the Utah Jazz. College hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 2-1 win last night at Notre Dame. The Badgers now with an 8-game winning streak. They're 17-4. Those two teams play again today. NFL, the Packers host the Bears. Quarterback Jordan Love named the NFC Player of the Week. I asked Love about the tradition of winning in Green Bay.
I think there's so much tradition here in Green Bay, and the main tradition is winning. And, you know, I think, obviously, like you said, there's been a lot of success in the past, but we're just trying to focus on getting better every week, continue that winning tradition, and obviously getting into the playoffs is a huge tradition here as well. So, you know, I think that's what we're looking forward to more than anything is going out, finish the season off right, and getting a shot in the playoffs.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And, of course, the Packers won last night, and they travel now to take on the Cowboys Sunday afternoon. And we'll have it for you right here on the local sports scene. It was on the boys' side Friday night. It was Ashland winning over Spooner 60-36. The Auburndale boys topped Shawanigan 63-36. That was down in Auburndale. You had Winter topping Flambeau 73-72. Other boys' action, Marathon, top 10 team in the state this year. They hosted and beat Prentice 70-25. The Rib Lake boys, they beat Assumption 65-48. The Rhinelander boys topped Lakeland 79-54. The Medford boys win over Pine 62-42. And it was Mosinee topping Tomahawk 94-26. On the girls' side, the Butternut girls, they defeat Washburn on Friday night 48-28. The Auburndale girls at home defeating the young Shawangan girls team 63-11. It was Winter topping Flambeau 63-52. The Phillips girls, they win against Newman Catholic down in Wausau 87-38. Marathon girls top Prentice 44-26. All this from Friday night. Assumption beating Rib Lake 75-35. The Lakeland girls continue to roll. They beat Rhinelander 77-34. The Medford girls top Pine 65-23. And the Mosinee girls beat Tomahawk 71-31. Phillips wrestling team competed at the Cadott invite. There were 23 teams there. Individually, third place for Journey Wood at 126 pounds. Second place for J.J. Adamitis at 126 pounds. Ninth place for Sawyer Kuchaba at 144. A first-place championship for Daniel Adamitis at 150 pounds. It was a fifth-place finish for Trenton Swickla at 157. Eighth-place finish for Cole Seidenbender at 157. Second place for Ethan Upson at 165. Also at 165, it was Derek Pishka of Phillips placing in ninth at 175. It was a ninth-place finish for McCoy Delasky at 190. Fifth-place finish for Ian Delasky. Also at 190 was Frank Lenz of Phillips taking eighth place. And at 215, it was a seventh-place finish for Josh Nutt. The team finished seventh out of the 23 teams that were at the Cadott invite for the Loggers this past Saturday. We've got high school sports tonight. A little change in the schedule due to announcer availability. We were going to have the Ladysmith Phillips game on tonight, the girls. Instead, we're having the Owen Withy Phillips boys. Phillips is traveling to Owen Withy, and we're going to have that game on for you tonight. We have a busy schedule of high school sports this week, as we actually have five games on the schedule this week, including Team Seal Hockey later in the week. Wrapping it up on Saturday, we'll talk more about some of those games. All the games we're covering this week are at 98QCountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
This is a flu alert from the National Employers Association. All employees should start working from home effective immediately. The flu season is hitting everyone, and we do not want your nasty germs. So just stay the hell home. We don't care if you deliver pizzas. Stay at home and figure out how to do it there. We don't care if you're a mechanic or a teacher or a doctor, especially doctors. Have you seen the kind of people who go to doctor's offices? It's a nightmare of sick people. Just stay home with your miserable sick kids and keep that contagion to yourself. Work from home, people. This has been a national flu alert. You can come back into work, I don't know, June, July, maybe.
I don't know. understand this country's obsession with weight. Weight is nothing but a number. That's it. It's just a number. And everybody in this building has a number. When they stand on a scale, they want to see it. It makes them feel good about themselves. The key is to stand on the scale and see the number. That's why I bought a digital scale. Those numbers gradually build up to your correct weight. You can jump off anytime. We lie to ourselves all the time. Why stand there and torture yourself? 155, that's all I'm weighing this month. You know, honey, I don't look it, but I think I lost 45 pounds last night. And my wife's dieting, and when she diets, it's actually kind of funny. I mean, again, human beings, I love human beings. I'm one. I am one. But she's been on a diet, you know, getting ready for the holidays. She always likes to go on a diet before the holidays so she can eat what she wants and then and not really, she tries to balance it out. So, and one night she comes to bed, and I'm not making this up, she's got crumbs, on the, chocolate crumbs on the corner of her mouth. And she's in a diet, and I don't care. I really don't, but it's just funny to me. I go, how's that diet coming along? Oh, it's awful, Jeff. I'm telling you, I'm tortured by shell. And as she's talking, I'm getting shelled with crumb fragments.
Q Country.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life. And all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world.
Q Country. today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
we're on the outskirts. 98Q Country, 27 past 7. A little light snow today. A couple more inches tomorrow. We're very, 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 very slowly building a snow base, about as slow as you can get. No significant snowstorms in our forecast. How you doing? Hope you had a good weekend. I had a nice weekend. Went down, visited some friends I haven't seen in a while down in the Bloomer area. Hung out there on Saturday. And yesterday, I never left the house. I just kind of vegged out. Watched a little football, watched a little basketball. Just kind of hung out. Sometimes you need those days just to chill out and reset. Entertaining day of football, to say the least. The Vikings did what they do. They don't have they kind of got a quarterback, but yeah. And the Packers took care of business. It wasn't pretty, but they got them. They got the Bears 17-9. And now the Packers are in the playoffs. If you haven't heard, they're going to play again this weekend. And they'll go take on their old coach, Mike McCarthy, and the Cowboys in Dallas. Dallas has been a pretty good home team this year. This is going to be a tough ask. And I think anything outside of a blowout, I think Packer fans will be like, all right, we made it to the playoffs. Youngest team ever in the history, since they've been keeping track back in 1978, the youngest team ever to make the playoffs as far as average age goes. So that's pretty good. That doesn't guarantee anything for the future, but it certainly could set the stage for something special down the line for the Packers. But it always cracks me up when I watch the NFL, listen to the highlights in the post game. When's the last time? You tell me the last time that they played the highlights of like the Packer game, and all they talked about in the entire highlights, because usually they're talking about what in the highlights? Quarterback so-and-so threw for so-and-so, and running back so-and-so ran for whatever. One thing they never, ever feature, well, maybe once in a season, but they never talk about is the offensive line. It's a scam. It is a scam of the NFL that the offensive line is the most important part of a team. The most, single most important part of a team. You can find defensive guys to just run wild, to just, it's like, I'm just, just testosterone filled. I'm going to get you. It's not that hard to find that. But the offensive line is different. The offensive line, I listened to a podcast special last week about the life of an offensive lineman in the NFL and the amount of food that they must consume to keep their weight up, because that is their goal in the National Football League. Offensive lineman is to be huge and mobile at the same time. They're eating thousands and thousands of calories. They eat more calories for breakfast than most of us would eat probably in 3 days. And they're incredible athletes, offensive linemen, because you not only have to be there physically, you have to be large, you have to be able to move a little bit left and right, but then you have to be able to think and see this and that. There's a lot of adjustments. The Packer offensive line was very good yesterday. I don't think Jordan Love got, he probably got hit a couple of times, but for the most part, when he dropped back to pass, he not only was not under pressure, but his passing lanes were like, whew, just whew, right there. The Packer offensive line was pretty good yesterday, and I don't know if that was because the Bears defensive line is, whatever. They won like three or four in a row before that, but that's a difference. I mean, if Jordan Love's dropping back to pass, and he's got a guy in his face right away, and he's got to shuffle left and shuffle right, there's not too many quarterbacks in the National Football League. Maybe this Lamar Jackson guy from Baltimore, he's pretty good. He moves around pretty good. But that is the difference, a lot of it, between the early season and the late season for Jordan Love, is that he has time to throw. And I don't think Packer fans could ask for much more than what Jordan Love did this year as far as having the time to throw and, for the most part, making the throws. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks in the National Football League. There's second and third string quarterbacks in the National Football League. that can step out there, and if you give them time to throw, they've got the arm. They're going to make it happen. They'll make it happen out there. And Jordan Love has that ability. And he obviously practiced throwing off that back foot, right? I mean, that's kind of a Packer thing. And that's why I think Packer quarterbacks, for the most part, stay healthy. Because if you can run away from your throw, like Brett Favre was really good at, and not have to step into your throw, into where the linemen are, that eliminates a lot of injuries, a lot of leg injuries. And Jordan Love kind of has that. He throws the ball off his back foot. And some of those are probably going to come back to get him eventually, because he's throwing some jump balls up there. But, I mean, typically when a defensive back is running down the field, a lot of them aren't looking for the ball. And the wide receiver obviously is, so they have a distinct advantage. So Jordan Love is very intelligent in the fact that he knows that if he's got a receiver out there who's got, you know, the ability to jump a little, maybe got a little height, and he throws the ball up in the air, pretty good chance that guy's going to go up and make a pretty good play on the football. So Jordan Love is exactly what Mike Clemens told us what he was earlier in the year. When Jordan Love was struggling earlier in the year, Mike Clemens told us that Jordan Love has the locker room, he has the team, he has their attention, and he's a very intelligent young man. He told us that earlier in the year when he wasn't doing very good, and all that is very obvious right now. He's confident out there, and this doesn't guarantee anything for the rest of his career, but it's kind of fun to watch him do a few things yesterday. He struggles a little bit on that out pattern. A lot of players do that out pattern. Seems to be kind of his weakness. That's a tough throw. Hit those 350-pound taco-eating, burger-eating linemen in their face. Those offensive linemen. Man, jeez. I wish I could just play that whole podcast that I listened to about the life of an offensive lineman in the NFL and how much food it is part of their day. It is your requirement to eat this amount of food. And I'm not talking about just a hamburger and a fry and a shake. I'm talking about five hamburgers and four. I mean, it's just incredible. It's incredible. And you see some of these offensive linemen come out of their careers, like the Jeff Saturdays and others, and all of a sudden they lose like 80 pounds because they're not eating thousands and thousands of calories every day. It's the scam, and the secret of the NFL is don't talk about the offensive linemen. Don't talk, because they're boring. But if you don't have one, you're not going to win. It's over. It's over. All right, so Packers get the win. That was fun to see them do that yesterday, because my squad was already out. So I figured, well, anybody, let's go. Let's go here. I was hoping that we'd get Packers-Lions, but that wasn't going to line up right there. We'll take Packers-Cowboys just from a fan standpoint with Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys. And then you got Matthew Stafford going back to his old Lions team to take on the Lions, too. Lions have not won a playoff game in 28 years, and they finally have a pretty good team. And now here comes a guy who left their team and went and won a Super Bowl. Now he's going to come back and try to beat the Lions. Matthew Stafford. Oh, the pain of a Lions fan. The pain of a Lions fan. It's going to be escalated to a new level this weekend. I can just feel it. We've got some news and sports twice an hour. Let's do it.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's the first step toward avoiding a government shutdown in the next few weeks. An agreement between Republicans and Democrats in Washington, an overall cap on discretionary spending for the rest of the fiscal year. Big development in the investigation into that door that fell off an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight on Friday. A key part of the door found in the backyard of a school teacher named Bob in Portland, Oregon.
I'm excited to announce that we found the door plug. Thank you, Bob.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy. Digging out in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania.
My little battery-powered snowblower is no match for this, so I kind of have to shovel, get the snow down a little bit. And then I can snow blow.
Nearly a foot of snow fell over the weekend. First major winter storm of the season for many. Two other cross-country storms are now on the move. Michigan and Washington set to battle for the National College Football Championship later tonight. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he has no plans to change state government's diversity practices. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss plans to order a year-long audit of state agencies' diversity policies. The Democratic governor tells the State Journal that Voss is free to do that, but that no changes will be made. 41 Milwaukee public schools are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. It provides a better atmosphere for play and for learning.
Behavioral referrals go down, injuries go down, and kids are more productive in their play.
That's Lisa Neeb. She's with ReFlow, the nonprofit that's helping with the project. She says natural playgrounds also are more comfortable on hot days. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
VFW Post 5778 on Lake Avenue in Phillips will be hosting a veteran suicide prevention seminar on Saturday, January 20th at 1 p.m. The seminar will be conducted by Debbie May of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and is a question, persuade, and refer format. The seminar will be addressing issues of veteran suicides, and all veterans and the public are invited to attend. The hall will open at 12:30 p.m. and no food or beverage carry-ins are permitted.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers are headed to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Kickoff at 3:30. Green Bay beat the Bears 17-9. Standing room only at Lambeau Field. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
What a great atmosphere. Great environment. I can't say enough about our fans. That was a playoff type atmosphere. And anytime you get that type of feeling in Lambeau, I think it's tough on any opponent.
Jordan Love with two touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 128.6.
I'm just having a better feel of where I need to go with the ball and getting a better rhythm with just playing quarterback in the pocket. So, you know, I think every game, you know, I've been getting better and the whole team around me has been getting better as well.
And an interesting comment from Quay Walker about what's different about the team this year.
I've been on this team for 2 years now, and the team chemistry is way better than it was the year before. So once it's like that, man, the season win football games when a lot of guys love to enjoy to play with each other.
That's Packers inside linebacker Quay Walker. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Winter would be pretty bleak without my friends at Fleet Farm. They're my one-stop shop for everything ice fishing. My boots, bibs, augers, scoopers, rods, reels. I mean, Fleet Farm's got all the best ice fishing gear. Hook, line, and sinker. And duct tape, too, if you need it. You'll always need it. Take it from me, John Gillespie. Fleet Farm's got everything you need to gear up for a great year on the ice.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, is this line secure?
Franco cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
Three teams of four, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready? Brand new country. I'm lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
This is sounds so freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Town, we hang them speakers over the crowd.
same thing. We all the same cause we thinking the same thing. We on the same page cause we sipping the same drink.
We on the same page cause we sipping the same drink.
Now here's a little something to thank y'all for showing up. Al Dean and the boys are about to blow it up.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. If your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just
spending deal, I guess. I don't know if it's a budget, but it's a spending deal over the weekend. Congress has reached a
spending deal that could help avoid a government shutdown. The House Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader said yesterday that $1.59 trillion is the agreed-upon amount for fiscal year 2024. $886 billion is allotted for military spending. $886 billion. That's a lot of that money. And $772 billion is for non-defense spending. So over half the budget is on defense spending. The bill is slightly more than the $1.59 trillion amount. So just to give you an idea, for those of you who, you know, you might have paid your, or you're complaining about your water bill, you paid your electric bill. Let's see here how many zeros that is. Zero, 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 zero. See, that's 1 million. That's 1 billion. So that's 1 trillion. I got that right? 12 zeros behind it. A trillion. Oh, boy. You just like, eliminate 9 of those zeros. We take that. So that's a lot of money. Over half of the 1.5 trillion or so is for defense spending to protect us, to protect our country, protect the world, I guess. Whether you agree with that or not, that's the number. So that they say that should help prevent a government shutdown. We have a pretty nice day today. It's not going to be sunny. Boy, I mean, anytime that sun even makes a slight appearance through the clouds lately, we all get excited. We're like, I think the sun's coming out. It's like, drop what you're doing. I don't think that's going to happen today, though. 30 degrees is our forecasted high. And right now we're sitting at 21. A little bit of light snow on and off here today.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose. That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex, breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some late-day flurries, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds turn to the southeast, 5 to 10. Up to a half inch of some snowfall then for tonight, a low of 24. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow on Tuesday, high of 31. North winds at 10 to 15. Wednesday, a lingering chance for some flurries there, a high of 27. Chance for snow back in the forecast both Thursday and into your Friday. Thursday reaching a high of 24. And for Friday, highs in the low 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
Hi, everybody. This is Blake Carnett. And you're listening to my dad on WCQM.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Showed her up and she's gone. Guess I got Tucson to live.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
She had a little shot of Jack. Besides that, can't complain. Just trying to do the dang thing. Might change the oil in my truck. I ain't paying no $35. Kids need shoes, mama needs Levi's. And I'm just trying to keep my daughters off the pole. And my
online at 98qcountry.com.